Liverpool.
Is Radio City Talk.
28 minutes past one, it's Radio City Talk. My name is Mick Coyle, 29th of May 2020, final day for Liverpool Live. The station remains on air until Sunday, of course. Various different features right across the weekend. The weather today is very nice weather today indeed. Look out your window, you'll see it's warm and it's sunny. It's about 25 degrees. It'll feel warmer than that. Really balmy temperatures at the moment, and certainly warm in the evenings too. I'm delighted to say, for the final time on the programme, Pete Price joins us on the programme. Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed, and I want to say to you, Mick, thank you very much for the chance of working with you last month or so through lockdown. It's been a joy to work with. An award-winning presenter, I may add.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
But I've got to also point out that that award-winning is not just you, as you know. It's all the team around you. You're the front man and a lot of the ideas, but we never give any credit, do we, to the people behind us.
And that's quite right too, because you know they come and go, Pete. But you know, yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. And I'll mention a few people in particular later on in the program. Pete, this is it's a strange day as much as anything. With changes as people have heard about, and for yourself in particular, who I must say has been very much part of the, I don't want to say wallpaper of the city, but you've been very much part of that city sound for decades now. Have you thought about how Pete Price, the character, continues as opposed to Pete Price, the person?
It's difficult. It's difficult because I'm at an age now where maybe it's time to take it easy. The industry has certainly changed completely, and I think the sadness of City Talk going, which so much talent on, is sad, but it's also a sign of the times, and I think this is just the start. I think all the radio stations and all the radio companies and the BBC, I think we're going to see a totally new world on the other side of this pandemic. People's habits have changed. What upsets me is people like you and Steve Hoversall and Matt and everybody that broadcasts. It's a gift that grows with you. You're a journalist, but it's also a gift that grows with you. You learn how to handle situations, and you can't buy the experience the presenters have had on City Talk, and we've had some great ones over the years. And that's the sad thing. It's like comics. Comics who've died, you don't just lose their gags, you lose their stage presence, something that they learn how to handle an audience. And you are a fine interviewer that gets the best out of people. You've done an awful lot for the mental health situation, not only in this area, but also around the country. You've won awards for it, and you've been passionate about it, and you've brought some great guests in. I've had some campaigns over my time. The greatest Twitter I've just had was the Chief Constable, Andy Cook, thanking me for all I've done with all the chief constables that have been here. And I think we as a radio station have supported the police. We've also asked questions, but that's just one organisation. The mayor, everyone, there's so many.
So I was going to ask you that, Pete. How many times do you get asked, any given day probably, but over the years, the sort of questions about whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? You know, when you raise issues with the police or with the council, you've had the mayor on, you've had the chief constable on, and you agree on some points and disagree on some others. But I notice as well as the next person who sees the reaction to it, that sometimes people think, well, who are you to say that, Pete? Whose side are you on? Why are you taking that particular point of view?
What I don't like, and there are bad cops, there are bad politicians, there's bad everything, but I think they get a terrible press. And since social media has come, mind you, social media might be here much longer if the president has his way, but that's another story. But social media has come along, and it's given people a voice to have a go. But a lot of people put stuff that they don't know. I mean, I've just listened to an American policeman saying that his police force are getting blamed for what's happened over that dreadful, dreadful crime of the man with his foot on the guy's, or kneeling on the guy's neck. But he's saying, not all my policemen are bad. So coming back to what you said, not all politicians are bad, not all police are bad, not all I mean, we used to have complaints all the time about the NHS. Now it's unbelievable, but it will go back to that. It will go back to the blame game. So I'm on no one's side. I'm not a shock jock, and I must point this out. I am not a shock jock. I say what I truly, truly believe.
How open have you been over the years, Pete, to change your mind, to have an opinion and even go on air with an opinion and express an opinion, and to listen to callers, to listen to arguments, and to say, actually, yeah, that's fair enough? Because it feels like in a world that we're in today, what people do is they come up with an opinion, sometimes ill-educated, and they dig themselves into that opinion and then deny anything that counteracts that opinion. Whereas it's much more sort of emotionally intellectual to be able to go, oh, actually, to be fair, I did used to think that, but now I think this.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I am the first, and my friends will tell you, I'm the first to apologise. If I'm wrong, it's not easy to apologise, and I've apologised many times over 40 years on radio, many, many times. But I've also been wrongly accused of stuff. I'll give you the best example, which makes me laugh, and this is the perfect example. I was in Terminal 5 in Heathrow Airport, and there was a lady breastfeeding, and I put a Twitter up saying, a lady is breastfeeding, a man's complained. Is that right or wrong? That's exactly what I said. I went away on holiday. I came back. I had a letter from my bosses saying, this is the standard that you'll say. And it blew out of all proportion, but I never said anything. I wasn't criticised, I was asking a question. But I was against women breastfeeding. I wasn't. Go back to the original tweet. So I'm the first to say, well, hang on, I didn't do that. I didn't. So the social media has made our job differently. You know, we all get criticised, however good you are, because a lot of people are jealous out there. But it's been great to have a voice. But I will say, for City Talk and the City brand, they have always done the job properly. None of your things that you say or I say go past anybody without checking the story. Mm. And that doesn't happen on social media, but it happens in a radio station of our calibre.
I think that's the thing, though, isn't it, of responsibility, where you, if you say anything, you have to be aware now, not just of what you've said, but also how it might be interpreted or even taken out of context and rebranded in a different way. And that's one of the things which the next generation are going to have to be aware of, that if they do something or say something that goes on a post on a social media feed on a Saturday night when they're 17, there is a chance that that will be replayed during a job interview when they're 24 or 38, you know, many years later. You know, comments or things that you've said on social media channels or podcasts or whatever the digital format that it is, those things will come back. And you can take any of those things, take them out of context, and paint a terrible and appalling picture.
Yeah, they will come back to all you as politicians have found out. I find what we've done, we've been groundbreaking as a radio station. We have helped enormously so many people over the years, which has been fantastic. And we'll still continue, because there's still radio stations that our company owns. We've still got the Greatest Hits. We've still got Leanne on 96.7 with Scott. So we've still got radio stations, and they will be there, as the company will be there. But we, looking back, we have done so, so much to help people. And I think that's been amazing. What I'm going to miss most, without any shadow of a doubt, is those incredible views that you're looking at right now. It's something I will never take for granted, because after working in Stanley Street, which was a great place, but nothing like where we are now, to have a place like that is just remarkable. And to meet the staff and people, I made a lot of friends over the years because of this radio station, and it has helped my career enormously. 40 years with the City brand is great. And you're all young now, and I'm old. You've all got futures, and I'm in my twilight years.
Are you going to retire, Pete?
No, never, never. Well, hang on, we've all just experienced retirement. It's called lockdown. And if that's retirement, no. And I'm not going to go line dancing. And I can't retire. I'll find something. But luckily, my mum gave me a great piece of advice. I came from working class stock. She said, put a few bob away and you'll be all right. And I put a few bob away, and I'll never forget her for that piece of advice.
What if tomorrow morning, postal delivery, it's a script for a panto, and it's got 2020, 2021 written on it. You know, it might be this year, it might be next year, but you know, you look down the characters, suggested character, peak price, brackets, and then take your pick of the characters. Would you be interested?
I'll be there like a shot. But don't forget, the play's coming out in October, fingers crossed. So we've still got Pete Price's Dead, still got my column with the Liverpool Echo. I still do my cabaret nights when they start again at the Royal Court, downstairs, which are great. I'll do something, Mick, as hopefully all of you will, because I think it's important. Because once again, I don't think we should ever waste talent that has taken years to get there.
Peter, it's an absolute pleasure. You know, when I first started here, it was incredibly intimidating to be working on the same station as Peter Price. But to be here on the final day of the station, standing shoulder to shoulder with you, pal, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program these last few weeks as well. And thank you for your contribution to city life, in these last decades.
Now you upset me. And I wasn't going to cry. I'd like to say thank you to the listeners, because without listeners, I wouldn't be where I am today. And to all the staff I work with, and producers. And, of course, I work with John, your producer. We work together. Jonathan, and so many people. It's been a joy, and it's been a great way to finish with you. So thank you so much indeed.
The legend, Pete Price, on Radio City Talk.
Get ready for your close-up with the Samsung Galaxy S20 on Virgin Media. With its zoom tap.